Okay, let's get into the next parak here in Tehillim, Parak Ayin Zayin 77, as we continue here in the Prakim of Asaf. The Prakim of Asaf. So this is Lamaseach Yedusun La Asaf Mizmar. Rav Hirsch says that this parak is about a Jew in Galus. A Jew in Galus, says Rav Hirsch at the beginning of his commentary. Again, we don't do every line in Rav Hirsch. There are so many commentaries on Tehillim, Halavai, we should be able to do all of them, but Malbim, Rav Hirsch, and others. But Rav Hirsch says, the beginning of this parak is, Koli al Hashem etzaka, I'm calling out to Hashem, says Rav Hirsch. If I direct my voice to Hashem and I cry, my voice will reach Him. God sees my misery and knows of my sufferings. He hears every sigh that comes forth from my breast. The speaker in this psalm in Israel is Israel in exile. Right? A Jew in Galus. That is what this parak is about. Crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that Shchinta Begalusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accompanies the Jew into Galus, as Chazal say. And we know that he's close, and we yearn for his salvation. So the parak is, Lamaseach Yidusun, Al Yidusun Mizmar, Lofus of Mizmar, Koli El Elokim Etzaka. I call out to Hashem, my voice is to Elokim, Ve'etzaka, and I cry out, Koli El Elokim, V'ha'azin Eli. My voice is to Hashem, V'ha'azin Eli, and He listens to me, and He hears me. He's always listening. Rav Hirsch again says, at the beginning of this parak, what is Ha'azin Eli? That Hashem is always close to my voice, and even if I might recognize, I might not feel it, but He's always Shomea. As Rav Soloveitchik had the same idea. It doesn't say He is a, we don't say in davening that He is a Makabel Tefillah. We say He is a Shomea Tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always listening. The double Lashon here of Koli, Koli, might be referring to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara tells us that there are four things that need Chizuk, right? Lamed Beis, Mabez, and Brachos. There are four activities that we're involved in that need constant Chizuk over and over and over again. Tanur Abanan, I brought you to Chizuk. We're doing Torah, Umaisim Tovim, Tefillah, V'derech Eretz. Right? These four, require. So one of them is Tefillah. Or what is Tefillah? What is Tzvichin Chizik? Rashi says, she is Chazik Adam Bohen Tamid B'chal Kocho. We have to, be Mechazik ourselves. And what does that mean? You have to do it again and again. The Pasuk that the Gemara there quotes regarding Tefillah is not this Pasuk, but it's earlier we had it. Kaveh El Hashem, we say it in L'David. Chazak V'meis Libecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. Kaveh, Kaveh, twice, over and over again. So too, here, we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hears my tefillah. There is a beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik has. Again, one of his thoughts that he writes in many places, but one of the places that he has it is in his Sefer on tefillah that came out recently, where Rav Soloveitchik says the purpose of tefillah is not dafka to get an answer, but just to create the connection. Basically, not talking to Hashem, but being with Hashem. For the Rav, says Rav Soloveitchik, prayer is not as much as about praying to God as it is an encounter with God, a rendezvous with the Creator. And he talks about the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah. The goal is not to inform Him of our troubles, as it were, but to formulate them in His presence. The short arm of man and the infinite hand of God, as it were, grasp in a handshake. Right? That's the idea of tefillah, of feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what this Baal HaMizmar is saying here, that he calls out to Hashem and Hashem listens. Biyom Tzara Si Hashem, on the day that I have my Tzara, Darashti Yadi Laila Nigra Velo Tafug, right? My night, my hand has a wound and it's never healed. May Anahi Nachem Nafshi. I don't have any comfort. Right? This is a Jew that's in pain. Ezker Elohim Ve'emaya. Right? We have this lashon in the Piyutim on Yom Kippur and in Slichos. I remember the early days. Ve'emaya and I groan about it. Asicha v'satef ruchi alai. But I start talking. My ruach is covered. Achazta shmuros enai. You have my eyelids, you know, are affected. He can't sleep. Nif amti v'lo adaber. I can't talk. Chishavti yamim mikedem. I thought about the early days. Shno solamim. Ezkra negina siba laila. I think about my negina. Negina is the good times that we had early in our history. Im levavi asicha v'chapes ruchi. And then as a rhetorical question, again, not questioning, but just a Jew in pain, Hala Olam Yiznach Hashem, will Hashem leave us forever? V'lo yotzif l'ritzos od, and not want to be meratzeh to us, ha'efes l'netzach chazdo, has his chesed been gone forever? Again, biting words, but not in a way that's accusing, but just a forlorn feeling. Gamar omer l'dor v'dor, has Hashem's amira finished? Hashochach chanos kel, Hashem, again, very strong, if we take it literally, Hashochach chanos kel, has Hashem forgotten his chain, im kafatz ba'af racham of selah, has all his rachamim turned into af. Again, if you stop here, one might say that it's somewhat even heretical to say this, but we continue and recognize that it's not just Hashem. Va'omar chalosihi. Shnos yemin elyon, chalosi hi, that means I am chole. It all started with me. Rashi says here, machshavose almostly einzos elo lahachlosi uli yareini lashuvelov. So to cause me to come close to him. Again, Rafer says here on this pasuk that chalosi hi, I realize it's not Hashem. Hashem didn't change. Actually, says Rafer, neither God nor his loving kindness have changed. It is only I that have changed for the worse, for I have forfeited the sacred character of my life. I think, why are we in Galus in the first place? I have allowed myself to be stripped of the consecration and sanctification that should have been my eternal heritage. I failed to consider that it was not he, but I, that had changed for the worse. What I thought to be a change in God's saving right hand was actually a change in my own personality, which necessitated a type of divine discipline and guidance different from that which I experienced in the past. Again, this is not talking about a personal yisurin, but in terms of the national galus, which is an onesh for us, and we recognize that it wasn't that Hashem caused this. It's we caused the galus, and we have to come back to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and win his chain and be able to see it. I mentioned that the galus has to be looked at as an onesh. The Rav Shechter likes to quote the Maral Diskin in Mishpatim that relates to this idea. And that is, the Pasuk says, Mishpatim, Ahavtei es Adonai es Ishti ves Banai. And Maral Diskin there asks that we know that an Eved Nirtza has his ear pierced. Why does he have his ear pierced? Because one of two days in the Gemara, and Rashi quotes, Eved Sheshama al Har Sinai, an Eved that heard at Har Sinai not to steal, and he went and stole, so he gets his ear pierced. Or an Eved that heard at Har Sinai that were Avadim of Hashem, and not Avadim le'Avadim, so he went and made himself an Eved. So the Maral Diskin asks, Rabim Makshim, many ask, I don't understand this. Let's say the first day, right? This Eved heard lo sigzol and he went and stole, so we're going to pierce his ear. But 6 years ago he stole, right? He was sold into slavery because he stole. So what's it now 6 years later that we're punishing him again for the original gzela? So the answer is that the Efshar Lomar, says the Maral Diskin, the Bishasa Mechira Hayadailo Ba'onesh HaMechira Shemocher Moso Lishtabed. Originally, at the time of the Mechira, it was enough for that he was sold. But now, what is he saying now? I'm happy in this situation. Avalachar Shekalu Shnos HaShibud V'hu Omer Ahavti Es Adoni V'nichalo B'Shibud Gufo Mashin Nosin Lo Rabo Muzanos Ba'adish V'Abadah. He likes to be without responsibility. He likes to be in the state of Avdos. He doesn't realize that it's an onesh. V'gali daite sheha onesh ha-machru bezdin l'shtabit ein zah onesh lo. Elu merutze b'kach. L'kach ma'anishim oso b'ritziyah. That's why he needs another onesh, because he doesn't realize it. So if Shachar likes to quote this Maral Diskin in the context of galus. Galus is an onesh. Galus is something that we have to recognize that this is not normal. Again, most of the time in the past 2,000 years, we haven't had to, you know, be reminded. We recognize that it is an onesh, like this Perek is expressing. But we have to recognize it's all up to us to bring back, to end the galus, as we know the Gemara tells us, the reasons for the galus, the big three averis or sinas chinam, but it's all because we changed. It's we changed. That's what this pasuk says in pasuk Yud Aleph, chalosihi, according to that reading of Rav Hirsch. Ezkar ma'alaleka, I will remember and I will mention the actions of Hashem, ki ezkra mikedem pil'echa. I'll recognize the earlier miracles. The earlier miracles that took place. What is this referring to? Says the Radak. I remember Kriyas Yamsuf. I remember the Makkos. And I recognize that if it happened once, if Hashem did that, I know He's going to do it in the future. Look at the Radak. Pilecha, Pilecha she'asisa mikedem Mitzrayim. I remember the Nisim, kishe'ezkar osam, hama'alolim, v'hanifla'os, right, the Velashon of the Kisalalta with Paro, she'asisa mikedem Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, ki ayu ma'isim shelo haya adam akavalahem. There were ma'isim and actions there that it was off the charts. V'lo ala alev ish. Everything that Hashem did for us then, it was beyond. Just like those were done after we lost all hope, and we didn't think that things could get better, but it happened, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We believe that just like He did, so too He will do. He'll take us out of this galus. Anu no ashim galus. Even though we're about to give up hope, about to give up hope. I saw recently maybe an idea of, he means that when Zeresh says to Haman, right, imizera hayehudim, if they are from zera hayehudim, then forget it. It's very strange. Like all of a sudden, she changes course and says that, you know, you have to be nervous about them. And what's the lashon of Zera HaYehudim? Right, they hear the lashon of Zera HaYehudim Mordechai, Asher Achilosel in Pol Lefanav, Lo Tuchalo, Ki Nafal Tipol Lefanav. You're going to fall in front of him. So what's the message of that? So Rav Druk, in his Sefer on Purim, he says, Vahanire Shebo'u Lomar Bazes Iker Kocham V'Ofan HaGasam Shel Yehudim, is to hint to us the koch of the Jew. Imi Zera HaYehudim Mordechai, LaYehudim yesh also tchuna sheish lezera v'garin. We have the same tchunos and attributes of a zera, of a seed. What happens when a seed, when you put it into the ground? Kasher zorim es hazera ba'adama. Tchila hu nirka. First, a seed totally disintegrates. V'rak la'achar mikan hu matchil linvot. And only after that, it starts to grow. After it destroy, it self-destructs, so to speak. Then afterwards, it starts to grow. And be litzmoach achenasi ilan gadol. So to the Jews, we get all the way down. We get pushed down and crushed. Kashahim yordim mata mata v'nasim shvelim adafar rak oz mitoch ha-shiflus v'harikavon maschilin litzmoch od v'od laharim rosh. And that's what Zerah says. That they're all the way down right now, but they're going to come back up. Right? And that's what the Radak says here, is this pasuk. Ki ezkra mikedem pilecha. I remember and recognize all that you did in the past, and I know that could be happening in the future. That's also what the Smach says. We've quoted this before. In Mitzvah Aleph, that's what the Smach quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, that says the six questions that were going to be asked, La'asalavo, the Smach quotes the Gemara, Shasholin La'adam, Lachar Misa, Bishaz Dino, six questions. And most of them we know what the question is based on, because it's connected to a mitzvah, right? Asakta Piri of Arivia, there's a mitzvah of Puravu, Kavati is in Latorah, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And I thought that you have to be honest. Tzipisul Yeshua. Where's Tzipisul Yeshua? Where is the mitzvah in the Torah to hope for the salvation? If I don't hope for the salvation, what am I not fulfilling? What am I violating? So explains the Smach. Ve'ichang ksiv mitzvah zu. El shmamina bezet toli. It's part of the mitzvah of emuna. What it says in the Aseret Sedibros, Asher Otsi Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim, this Radak right here on our Pasuk. Shekishem she'ish lanu lahamin. Shotiyanu mi Mitzrayim. Tichsev anokhi esham alkecha Asher Otsi Sicha. V'yal karchin me'acha shehu dibor. Hachi gamar kshem shani rotsa shetaminu bi shani hotsi si'eschem. Kach ani rotsa shetaminu bi shani Hashem alokechem v'ani asid. L'kabetz eschem u'lohoshiachem. I'm going to take you again. That's exactly what the Radak says. This pasuk is also referring to. We remember the plaos, the great nisan that Hashem did for us. And we know that He's going to do it in the future. In the future again. And I talk about and I discuss all of your amazing actions, uba alilosecha asicha, with your alilos, where your great nisim, right? Even though we might not see open miracles right now in the galus, but we know it was in the past. And maybe you even realize that Hashem is with us right now behind the scenes, even though we can't see the salvations. Elokim bakodesh darkecha. Hashem bakodesh. In holiness is your derech. What does that mean? In holiness bakodesh. Rashi says, when the schar va'onesh, derech midascha lekadesh shimcha ba'olam, lasos din b'rishayim. When the rishayim have din and punishment, that's when Hashem's name is sanctified. Ki el mi el gadol ba melokim. Ata hakel osei pele hodata ba'amim uzecha. Right, you osei pele. Right, languages of Az Yashir. Hodata ba'amim uzecha. You let your oz, right, you let your oz be known amongst the amim. Well, we'll get back to that. Go'alta bizroa amecha, and you redeem them. B'nei Yaakov Yosef Selah. B'nei Yaakov Yosef. Sometimes we have B'nei Yosef as referring to all of Klal Yisrael. Right? Havin Lakiri Ephraim. We have Ephraim, one of the B'nei Yosef. What does it mean, Hashem, let the Amim know of his oz? Right? So, 2 points. Whether it's Hodat of Oz Uzecha. One might be referring to the Gemara in Zvachim. Oz is Torah. And the Gemara in Zvachim, Kuftez Zayin Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says that, but B'shas Maimed Har Sinai, all the nations of the world didn't know what was going on, so they all came to Bilam HaRasha. They wouldn't know what was happening. Shekshinin Natar Liyisrael HaYakola HaHolech Misofo Olam Vatsofo, V'chol Malchi Ov Dekochavim Achazten Ra'ad Abeichal Land, they were all shaking, V'yamu Shira, Shemra U'Behechalo Kulo Omer Kavod, Niskapsu Kulo Meisel Bilam HaRasha, that was the smartest guy they knew at that time. Amrulo makalom anasher shamanu shema mabul balolam. Is there another mabul? Hashem la mabul yashav. We've spoken about in the past why they thought that. Amr lahem vayishav Hashem melech olam. No, there's no mabul. They said amrulo mabul shal mayim eno mevi. Mabul shal ish mevi. He's not going to bring a mabul of water. Maybe he'll bring in a mabul of fire. Says Bilam, no. He swore no more mabul. Far nishba sheino mashlos kol basar. Umakalom anasher shamanu. What do we hear? We hear the chemda genuza. We hear the treasure that's being given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his children. Ubikish lino lebanav shenemar Hashem oz la'amo yitain. Hashem oz la'amo yitain. And the oz is the Torah. Miyad paschul kulam va'amar Hashem yivarech es amo bashalom. So oz is Torah. So here, hodata ba'amim. What does it mean? Hashem let the nations know? Uzecha? Right? What do you mean the nations? That's the Gemara a little bit. But the Sifri is also bracha that asks whether the B'nai Shas of the world say what about the Torah? Hashem says I offered you the Torah. Remember the Medrash says that Hashem offered it to Ammon and to Moab and to Ishmael, and each time they said ma kasavba, and Hashem says lo sirtzach lo sinnaf lo signov, and they rejected it because of that. So Hashem let them know, gave them the option. But the beginning of Avodah Zarah says, you know, after the fact, right, they're going to say, okay, give us one more chance, and Hashem's going to test them with the mitzvah of sukkah, and they're going to reject it. But the Gemara says that, the Medrash says, the Sifri and Zosavracha, that they were offered it, hodata ba'amim uzecha, but they rejected it. It's interesting, the Mefarshim ask, if they, Hashem offered them the Torah, and they say, makasaba, he tells them, dafka the Avera, that he knows because of that they're going to reject it. Lo sirtzach, lo sinov, lo signov. There are many other mitzvahs that he could have offered and things that are not controversial. Why did Hashem dafka pick the Avera that he knows that they're going to reject it because of it? Because the Bali Musar say, the second that they say makasaba, Hashem's not interested. Your commitment is going to be based on what's written in it, and then you're going to decide. That's not called commitment. Lo sirtzach, lo sinov. B'nai Yisrael, you want the Torah? Nasa v'nishma. We'll take it. But we're not asking any questions. We trust. We know that you have our best state in mind, and therefore we'll take it. Right? And that's part of this whole phrase of hodata ba'amim uzecha. Ga'alta b'zroa mechaz. We read that. Ra'ucha mayim elokim. Ra'ucha mayim yachilu. The water saw and was scared. Some say because the water saw. There's a chazal that say that the water went against its nature by going upstream, like Yosef went against his nature with Eishes Potiphar, was able to overcome. And that's why Yosef is mentioned here in the context of the water. Av yirgazu talmos, zormu mayim avos, kol nasu shechakim, af chatachu. The thunder and the arrows and the Radak says, the avne barad is referred to here. Your arrows are the hail balls. That either Bishas Barad Makas Bechoros Makas Barad in Mitzrayim, or maybe later on in the story of Malchei Kenan, the Avnei Barad in Sefer Yehoshua, Kol Ramcha Bagalgal, that your thunder is in the orbits, says the Radak. Ke'iru Brakam Tevel Rugs Avatirash Aris, everything was shaking. So again, the psalmist, right, the Baal Hamizmar here is remembering what was and recognizing Hashem could do it again. Do it again. Last pasuk, Nachisa Ketzon Amecha, you led us. You led, your am like sheep beyond Moshe v'Aaron, right? These were the shepherds. Moshe v'Aaron were the shepherds in the Midbar, right? The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah talks about Moshe Rabbeinu being a shepherd. So we know that the greats, many of the greats were shepherds, says the Medrash. Right? Again, on the Pasuk by the Sneh. Hashem first checks and tests the leaders a little bit on a small thing. Hashem checked them first on a low level, meaning in a low risk situation, and then brought him up. David, and then later on, v'chein b'Moshe, v'hinah katzazon achrei amidbar lahotzi menagezel, v'lachadosh baruch hu li'os Yisrael. Once David and Moshe proved that they could shepherd Hashem's literal sheep, so Hashem gave them the job of taking his B'nai Yisrael, who are Hashem's sheep as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here.